딱 남진호씨 감독하실 검제 조다 최진실 책이 그런 넘버를 타봤죠. 그러와 어떤데 직전이 연락두바 문도 송체 조사 집장체 어떤데시 딱 감독하시지.
So as usual, I will spend a couple of minutes doing some reflection. So the main thing is to generate a pure motivation for taking part in this session. And then as usual, this is to be preceded by practice of the seven branch of worship in order to accumulate merit and to purify all obscurations. Obeisance to my Guru and Protector Manjushri, who holds this heartless scriptural text symbolic of seeing all things as the whose understanding science follows the sun, unclouded by defilements, all traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of a father for his only son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering, you whose dragon thunder proclamation of the Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our karma, who powerful sword of wisdom hews our suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with 112 marks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, all living one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight into the Buddha's words and texts that explain them. O Maravatanade Maravatanade. Maravatanati Nsoshi Bonghi Nsoshi Mebo
don't have enough space, I think there's some seat in front is empty. Yeah, maybe you can move up, maybe then. Thank you. 이제 딱 진짜 그렇습니다. 제가 치게 안 남기게 같은 게 좀 갑라 딱 강서다 산재를 대봐요봐 대장님 미쳐봐 아니 지금 산재가 쏜다 아니 토섬 치고야 돼 안 계시 못 자야 아버지 퇴 아니 타봐서 미쳐봐 삼체 아니 랑기 심지기 등도 아니 박자 때 모이셔야 돼 배신 계시 못 말해
At this time in our life where we have all the favorable conditions and both outer and inner, and so at such a time it's not sufficient just to have mere some belief or faith in the Buddha and in his teachings, but rather we must gain an understanding and we must gain knowledge of the Buddha's teachings, and this can be done through hearing and reflection. Yeah? So on the basis of hearing the teachings, and then we reflect as much as we can, so that we can place a very strong and stable imprints in our mind.
Well, it's
extremely important to gain a faith in Buddha. A faith that comes from knowledge, from understanding. This is very important. Yeah. The faith that we have in Buddha that comes from an understanding, from knowledge, becomes very stable. Yeah. And with having gained such a stable faith, then it will stay with us from life to life. And with this stable faith in our minds, then there's always the hope for us to be able to continue in our hearing, reflection, and meditating on the Buddha's teachings in the future.
어떠시니? 다 단단영보 다 가르소네 다. 다 밀루테베 갑디라 다 랑게 남시 중부유에 옹보 창댕에 바보도 남시 중부유에 갑라 뭐네 다 표시 당과야지 로 산지 숭다 터섬치지 아니 표시 땅토바지 고해시 계신부래 딘데이 중부에나 랑게 남주 여가디 아니 표시 차해 로 어디래 제산티 가두이나 공부 시에시 심대시 니시 아니 삼도 땅과에 계신부래
We have this human body, and we have this human brain, and this human intelligence. Our minds are still working alert, and our faculties are complete. Yeah. So at such a time, then it becomes very important to make use of this opportunity, to make use of our intelligence, to listen to the teachings and to reflect on them as much as we can. And by doing so, we leave a stable imprint in our lives and our minds. So therefore, so as much as possible, when you're studying, when you're listening to the teachings, and please do so attentively. So I guess if we are able to do this, and then I think we would have made our human life, this life, meaningful. Yeah. For us, I guess, this is what I think. I think for us, I mean, to really develop those realizations that I mentioned in the teachings, I think it's really it's a bit kind of out of the way, a bit difficult. Yeah. But I think it's if we are able to leave a strong, stable imprint in our minds, from hearing and reflecting in the teachings as much as we're able, then I guess I think we can say that we have made our lives meaningful. Yeah. So we looked at the sevenfold cause and effect instruction for developing the spirit of enlightenment, bodhicitta, isn't it? Right. So, in order to practice this instruction right at the beginning, we must develop even-mindedness, right? So developing even-mindedness is said to be the basis, yeah, for practicing this instruction. So that is very important. And on the basis of having developed even-mindedness, then next we have to develop affection for all living beings. Yeah. So that is very important, very important. And in order to develop this affection for all sentient beings, then we have to practice the instruction of recognizing all sentient beings as having been our mother, recollecting their kindness when they were our mothers, and then developing a wish to repay their kindness. Yeah. So practicing these three instructions would enable us to develop an affection for sentient beings, develop the kind of love that sees everyone as very precious, that they matter to us. Yeah. And on the basis of developing, after having developed affection for all, then the next thing we need to develop in our minds is the intent or the desire to accomplish the happiness of others, the welfare of others. Yeah. And that, yeah. So that's the next thing. And in order to achieve that, then we need to meditate on love, then compassion, and then this wholehearted resolve.
Otoshini chezang ta tinde chone ta shinde tnyuglo yapuji kesi tapshin bare otoshini ta tijela ta changju tnyuglo pita buji ke kabla ta semge sede ta zozo changju tnyuglo shi ta chagi yare rwa ta semge ngone ke ndo kala changju tnyuglo pita buji ke ngo yare ta changju tnyuglo pita buji yonga de ya zozo shinde tnyugi yushin yongo yashi otin bare.
Yeah, so by meditating on, by cultivating a love, compassion, and wholehearted resolve, then we developed the intent on accomplishing the happiness and the welfare of all sentient beings. Yeah. Then after that comes the development of bodhicitta, or mind generation. Yeah. Basically, when the mind generation is cultivated, is developed, there arises basically a mind that is intent, on achieving full enlightenment. Yeah. Okay. And in order for this mind that is intent on enlightenment to arise, we must have already developed well the intent on accomplishing the welfare of all sentient beings. Yeah. So developing the intent on accomplishing the welfare of all sentient beings becomes the course for us to be able to develop the mind that is intent on
enlightenment. 신고가 갑자기 신전에 가르치나 내갑기다 늦은 두배디 멤버래 갑자기 신전 세디 신주기 냥대 신 강사기 톱셔리 주위 냥대디 신전 샤워치 로봐.
And when we talk about developing the mind that is intent on accomplishing the welfare, the happiness of all sentient beings, yeah, we have to first understand, you know, what does it mean by the happiness of all sentient beings? What is the welfare of all sentient beings? What is it that we are trying to accomplish? We are saying we're trying to accomplish something for them, isn't it? Yeah, their welfare, their happiness. The welfare and the happiness that we are talking about here is not temporary happiness. We are talking about Deha Nirvana. Okay? Deha Nirvana.
Oh, Duk Chini. Deha Da Dhar Duk In Yang Deha Shaya. Minhebe Nyang Deha Sattarwa. O Tin Deha Jila. Shaya Yin Pare.
And here, the Nirvana here refers to the non-abiding Nirvana. Deha, the final Nirvana.
Oh, Duk Chini. Da Tin Deha Ji. Da Shin Deha Tunyi Gila Yakpo Ji. Yang Shin Ba La. Ta Yang. ပနာတတုံပနိကနမရှာကလကံစံချေခွာချာကိုခရရတယ်အဲ့တော့ပနာရှင်တဲ့သူညိစရှင်ကြီးအနေတင်းတဲ့ညံတဲ့သဘရုံပါရှင်ကိုခရရတယ်ဒါကနာရှင်ချန်ကြီးသူညိကလို့ရပုတ်ကြပါလားတတုံပနိကနမရှာတဲ့ချင်ပုတ်ခွာချာကိုတင်းတဲ့ချပါရင်နော်ချပါတယ်တတုံနဲ့တတတုံနဲ့တိရတစံကြီးရှင်ဝဆာဆီမလို့ဘောရင်ပါလားအနေညပါညက်ကိုအတင်းတဲ့ညလားဘောတုံတုံပနိကထန်တာဒါစံဘတန်ကို
And in order to be able to develop well, the intent on the mind that is intent on accomplishing the welfare of all sentient beings, we need an understanding, at least minimum some understanding and some idea of emptiness, which then allows us to understand how all sentient beings are, or how all sentient beings can achieve nirvana, achieve liberation. Yeah. In fact, in order to develop the mind that is intent on enlightenment, we also need some understanding, yeah, minimum some understanding of emptiness. Yeah. And in particular, we need to develop a conviction, an understanding and conviction in that how the nature of our minds is clear light, and how the stains, you know, the defilements, the afflictions, how they are just adventitious, they are temporary.
Yeah. Tinte samlo mangpo yi tang kukuta, nezu mangpo yi shi, samlo mangpo yi tang, tinte ge tangne shi ne da, shengi, da shengi, nyang de di, kansa shengi, toburun yinpa, rangi tobege namje di, rangi toburun yinpa, tinte yi, ane chi nyapa che shi, ane chi da kuwa yakpo che, toburun yinpa tok, tobnu yinpa tok, tinte ge tangne, ane chi da, ane semji pitakpo shi ge yin sare da.
So you can see that, you know, there are quite a couple of issues that we have to sort out, yeah. Yeah, in order to be able to develop the realization of bodhicitta. So the, you know, so based on an understanding of emptiness, we have to see how sentient beings, including ourselves, how others can achieve enlightenment, can achieve liberation, how we ourselves can achieve liberation and enlightenment, how it is possible, and how we actually have the potential and the ability to do so. Yeah. So we need this realization that it is possible and that we are able to. We need this conviction in order to be able to develop the real bodhicitta.
Yeah.
So in the treatises, yeah. So bodhicitta or mind generation is defined as a mind that possesses two aspirations, yeah. Okay. So mind generation has as its cause the aspiration for the welfare of others, and accompanied and accompanied and assisted by the aspiration for enlightenment. Okay, so my generation possesses these two aspirations.
Oh, 독신이 저단다. 진대래. 가르쳤다. 독신이 따돈다 진대게 아니지 가르쳤다. 아니지 심지 깨봐이나 로바페나다. 신전도 산제 토도일로다. 비다고 시켜봐이나 다 좀만 많이 시켜봐이나 가서다. 신기든 아니 지 제일 아까래 가보 간대지 정말이네 다동 좋아지 돈으로 근데 쓴 쓴게도 귀를 잡아이나 어디내 용대지 로 신기든 간대지 까래 가보 잡아이나 또 안기지 로 어디내 쓴거야.
So it is mentioned here in the teachings that once the uncontrived bodhicitta is developed in the mind, the uncontrived mind generation arises, and then the person will not feel any difficulty in working for the welfare of others. Yeah. No matter how difficult it is, the person doesn't feel it. In fact, what they feel is only enthusiasm. Yeah. So those who have developed the actualized this uncontrived mind generation, then they are also able to cultivate a very strong, joyous perseverance.
어떻게니? 딱딱 아니 또 쳐와 아니 이제 거슬러 좀 받쳐와 딘장 딱 랑당 신기 튼 아니 자신 못 줘봐 돈신 못 줘대 랑당 신기 딱
And so those who have the uncontrived bodhicitta have great enthusiasm and great joyous perseverance, and with these, then they are able to accomplish many things for themselves and for others. Yeah. They are in fact able to achieve many great things.
Yeah. 딘데인상 다 탑독에 두고대 정부쇼시 두병하시 알아봐 갈스나 갈스나 정지 정부 두투해 어떤 데이 징기 다 탑독에 두 아니 지금 대부 정부 두병해 어떤 데이 있어라.
And with an uncontrived bodhicitta, then they are also able to achieve the final fruit, yeah, which is the great enlightenment. Yeah.
어 딘데 샤 어 독신해 다 근데 송도 딱히네 팀 말에 가장 재장다 심기에들아 가장 시원한 신뢰다 뭔가 심기 주파 심기 여와치도 가나 독신해 다 보기 준준의 흉만 송만한 신세 조화 조단 조반 시다시다 시아바다 신기비 디니기 지대는 신 시아바 차서 디니기 관에 잡으러 시아해 뭔가 심기 주파 심기 세디.
Then as for the division of bodhicitta, then there is the aspirational bodhicitta and engaged in bodhicitta. Yeah. So as Shantideva said in his engaging the Bodhisattva deeds, he said, just as one distinguishes between wishing to go and going, similarly the learned should understand the division of these two in accordance with these this sequence.
我的这些送的
So this is in the example given here. Yeah? Having the thought or having the wish to go somewhere and actually you know, acting on that wish, you know, and then you set off on the journey. Yeah. So likewise, aspirational bodhicitta is the mind that thinks, oh, I must achieve enlightenment, I will achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. And engage bodhicitta, which is like, you know, on the basis of the bodhicitta, then, you know, one engages in the bodhisattva deeds and the bodhisattva conduct, yeah.
ओ तिंदे छिन छाय त तिंदोला त चितां त खसोर पगी त चोपन यम लेंगी त शेव सिंबास त सिंबा त मस मसिम बे छने त मोम मसिम जि चोप सिम जे से त ओ मरे चितां रे त खलो स त तंदो खलो खत और त दे त रे त तो तो मे खसोर त जि खसोर त बेना Chopa nyamlingi chewe ngusu simba se de la ta tundayi ni ta chupa simji se. Chopa nyamlingi chewe ngusu masimba se de, masimba de, ta moma simji se ta tundayi. Tseni kodebushi na toksure.
So, engage bodhicitta. Engage bodhicitta, you have a...
So,
in order to, let's say, understand it in an easier way, right? So, let's take the engaged bodhicitta to be in the mind and that is conjoined with, you know, the actual bodhisattva, the practice, the actual activity of engaging in the bodhisattva's conduct. Okay? The mind that is directly conjoined with the activity of engaging in the bodhisattva deeds, and that mind is taken to be engaged bodhicitta. Whereas aspirational bodhicitta is a mind that is not directly conjoined with the activity of engaging in the bodhisattva's conduct. So having said this, then as you think about it, then you have you may ask, you know, what is the meaning of to be directly conjoined with the activity of engaging the bodhisattva deeds versus, you know, a mind that is not directly conjoined with, you know, right?
Anybody have idea? Tokchene. Tatonda ngosu simba se de tonda yin tire. Karsena. Pena tinde pesha na. Pena jimba tangere wa. Jimbe nyamne ngosu jukbe nyakab la. Teda nyamdo. Namje tonye ki los. Namje tondu nyewe lo di ngosu yoko hai. Nyamdo. Shukchimbo. Ngontu kisi yoko hai. Tinde chumbayi na. Ta choba nyamne ngeche ngosu simba se.
So take the example of giving. Let's say you're engaged in the, you're directly in, you're, you know, actually engaged, you know, in an act of giving. Right? At that time, you know, when there's a very strong thought, or the act of giving, you're engaged in a direct act of giving, and if that act has to be conjoined with a thought, a very strong thought of wanting to achieve full enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. Yeah. So when you have these two together, that's what we mean by, you know, directly conjoined. Yeah. So, giving, what is giving? It's a mind that wishes to give, willing to give. That is what giving is. Yeah. At that time, at the same time, when it is accompanied by this the strong thought to achieve omniscience, to achieve full enlightenment. Yeah. Okay, when you have these two together, that's what it means, you know, to be directly conjoined. Yeah.
Oh, tindare, tochine, tatanda, chanjusine, chobala, parodishimba, chola, lobe, tinguare, ta parodishimba, kala, loba, inaya, lobshime, nekabla, tan namje, tuning, lotas, mundu chukuduna, that's tedo, semgeti, chobanyan, musimba, spesi, lapchato.
So the Bodhisattva's conduct essentially is the practice of the six perfections. Whatever perfection it may be, when one is engaged in that practice, and at the time of engaging in the respective Bodhisattva practice, at that time when there's a strong thought, when there's a strong thought of wanting to achieve omniscience, full enlightenment, yeah, and the thought is manifest, right? Then at that time, you know, you can say that, no, it is directly conjoined, yeah, with the activity of engaging in the Bodhisattva's conduct.
Oh, that tendeshre, oh, tuxine, that on that the labgo junda karesena, the momba simge is the sadam shai dukala, teaching a solemn junda partu yares, momba simge sadam tuxine shaki yare, juba simge sadam teaching a solemn sanje say partu yus, tuxine shaki yare, at the anko.
Well, the reason for saying this is that when we talk about aspirational bodhicitta, what is the boundary of the aspirational bodhicitta? Boundary means where does it exist? It exists right from the minor path of accumulation up to the end of the continuum of a sentient being. Welcome to philosophical language, okay? I'm also a bit rusty. That's how to say it. Anyway, you got it, yeah? Whereas engaged bodhicitta exists from the minor path of accumulation up to Buddha ground. Mind generation, yeah, we talk about mind generation.
Both aspiration and engage are the wish to achieve enlightenment, right? So when you achieve enlightenment at the Buddha ground, would that wish still be still present?
What was the question?
both forms of
basically, the debate is whether Buddha has bodhicitta or not. So, I mean, that's the, I guess.
Same get the Sanjay Salah used to run Sanjay Sim Messer when you put up his shaman. Anybody have answer? So
another way of saying this is mind generation and bodhicitta the same or not?
What's the definition of mind generation?
Last week, Gavya. The main, the Mahayana main knower that is concomitant with the aspiration to. So we talk about bodhicitta, right? Changjuki sem, we say. And semke is literally mind generation, yeah. We can't posit them to be the same thing, you
know.
Right, so we're talking about bodhicitta, and then there's the Mahayana mind generation. Yeah. Whatever is bodhicitta, I guess you have to say is necessarily the Mahayana mind generation. But whatever is the Mahayana mind generation is not necessarily bodhicitta.
Is new thing? Is you surprised? You are not agree? I think both are not motivation, yeah. Not motivation.
So anyway, in the treatises, right? Engaged bodhicitta exists even in the ground, yeah. But aspirational bodhicitta exists right up to the end of the continuum of a sentient being.
Kinda. Tokshini. At Tokshini, Sayachi Gunzen Taki Say the Karsena, Pena, Tongban Yella, Sijo, the membership of Kansai Jula, and the same year Yare Vesena, the Yare Sequashi. In a terrible simjeti, Momba simjeti, Chupar simjeti, Sina, Takasana, Momba simjeti, Sini, Sunguyare.
So, why is there this discussion? For someone who is in meditative equipoise, focusing on emptiness, yeah. Does mind generation on bodhicitta exist in his mind or not? The answer is yes. And of the two bodhicittas, which of the two? It is aspirational. Right? So the person who is in meditative voice on emptiness, does the person has bodhicitta? Yes. Which bodhicitta? aspiration of bodhicitta. Why? Because it is not directly conjoined with the activity of engaging in the bodhisattva's deeds, conduct.
Well, tene ta tene sanje gi sala ta semje yare sna yare ta ta karsna ta shinden do ani chi zobe changjo thobdo gi lo yare besna roba ta yare sukor ba semje yuna.
So then engaged bodhicitta exists on the Buddha ground, yeah? Right? So does Buddha works for the benefit of all sentient beings, right? Does Buddha has the intent on achieving enlightenment? What you say no? So you say no, yeah? So Buddha doesn't have mind generation? Buddha doesn't have mind generation? Mind generation.
I think you're not listening. You look like Paul asleep.
Remember the definition in the last lesson?
Okay. No. Let's stop here. Okay. Next time. What did they do? That came to. That dinema, that on the ticket chavare, that you name Mela Dunjone, and Semjana took chavare, that on the intire, that carsena, Semje Yersena, Shinde the Changer to New Low Yersikuare, and it Changer Top Tire Maravesena, Changer Top Tire, Changer Top Sana, Changer to New Loyal, Germans, Laborata.
So, the engaged bodhicitta exists even on Buddha's ground. So, does Buddha has the mind generation? You have to say yes. So, if Buddha has mind generation, then we have to say that Buddha has the intent on achieving omniscience and enlightenment for the benefit of others, right? But Buddha has already achieved enlightenment, isn't it?
Mm.
But Buddha has mind generation or not? Yes, right?
Yes. You have to say yes, okay?
So if you ask, does Buddha has the mind that is intent on achieving enlightenment? You have to say yes, right?
So
yeah, you have to say yes, yeah. Then the next question, hasn't Buddha achieved enlightenment already? Then what you have to say? Yes, right? So what's the problem with having the intent on achieving enlightenment when you're already enlightened? What's the problem?
Yeah.
Even if you go to makan. After you finish makan, like maybe this coming Saturday where you gorge yourself, yeah, your stomach is full, yeah. But it's not a problem to have the at the same time the wish to eat, right?
Something like that, something similar to makan, okay? I'm not sure.
Huh?
Okay, think about it, I don't know.
So it's clear in the treatises that the Buddha has mind generation, but Buddha does not have bodhicitta. Because bodhicitta is only exists in the continuum of the bodhisattvas. So because Buddha is not a bodhisattva, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But mind generation got two aspirations, yeah.
Hmm? What's the problem?
So the definition of bodhicitta does not go with mind generation. Mind generation is intent. Mind generation is conjoined directly with intent to achieve enlightenment.
Directly,
ground.
Directly,
no.
신된도 쓰다 신기 된도 다 정주 된 얘기 등바당 손대는 주에 저 얘기 남발 시작 또 신의 때래 신기 된도 랑기 정주 된 얘기 등바 때당 손댄 게 얘기 남발 시작합시다 때래 샘케스
So the Mahayana mind generation, the definition was given right, in the previous lesson, right? I try again. The Mahayana mind knower that is concomitant, or that has concomitance with the intention to achieve full enlightenment in order to accomplish the welfare of others. That's the Mahayana mind generation. Does Buddha possess mind generation? Yes. So does Buddha has the intention to achieve omniscience? Yes. Has Buddha achieved enlightenment already? Yes. So what's the problem? No problem, right?
Buddha has engaged with Bodhicitta also.
Yeah.
Bodhicitta does not exist in Buddha's mind.
So, strictly speaking, we have to say engaged mind generation.
Oh, it's
the same thing. This Buddha has refuge, no?
What do you think? Does Buddha have refuge? Is Buddha is Buddhist? No.
We have to give the Buddha the book, you know, the refuge book. Buddha take refuge from who? I don't know.
He give refuge to us, but he don't have refuge, you know. Karala, Sanjay, you like Jamdo Yarvesan.
So, Buddha got refuge or not? Huh? Buddha has refuge or not?
What do you think?
Buddha has fear of samsara? Buddha has fear of lower realms? In order for refuge to arise, one must have the fear of the lower realms and cyclic existence, isn't it? So is Buddha terrified of suffering? Does Buddha has any fear of suffering? Which way?
From path of accumulation up to
enlightenment.
Engage
is enlightenment.
Engage bodhicitta. Because now there's a change. Engage mind generation exists up to Buddha.
It has to be engaged mind generation, technically.
So then aspiring bodhicitta is up to end of sentient being. What about engage bodhicitta now? Because we have not settled that one.
No problem, until end of the continuum of the sentient being.
Both have the same limits of evasion.
Boundary.
Aspiring and engaged bodhicitta has the same limits of evasion.
No.
So what's the... There we have still not very clear about the difference. One is directly and indirectly. So
you're not engaging in activity of the perfections every time, right? So it boils down to understanding what it means when we say to be directly conjoined with the actual activity of, what did I say? Engaging in something, right? Yeah, that thing.
Yeah. Oh,
So back to the example of the person who is giving. Yeah. Giving is mind. Yeah. Mind willing to give. Yeah. So when that mind, when in the process of giving, when the mind is manifest, and at the same time, where the intention to or desire for omniscience is manifest, so then that would be engaged mind generation.
Pore?
You get this point?
You're not listening carefully. Huh? Chanju is same. That same case is not kagasha.
Okay. Bodhicitta. Mind generation. Not same.
Karere is not. That Chabakarasan, Chanju Semina, that takes you simply pie in watch. Takes you simply in a Chanju Semingo Mares.
Chanju
Semina, Chanju Semingo Mares.
Okay, you have bodhicitta and you have mind generation, right? Mind generation has a bigger pervasion, which means, if it is bodhicitta, it's necessarily Mahayana mind generation. But if it is Mahayana mind generation, it's not necessarily bodhicitta.
First, you must get that. Huh? Oh, karasena, sanje ki sala, semke yore, chanju sem yamare, sigre.
Bole. On the Buddha ground, there is Mahayana mind generation, but there's no bodhicitta.
Oh, that chanju sem de kawayarsa na chanju sem be gulamata yamares.
So who has bodhicitta? Only the bodhisattvas.
That is right. Ani da sanje chanju sem ba marebesa na samdala ko kabudwa. Chanju sem maresa, chanju sem marewa, marebesa na maresa.
So is Buddha a bodhisattva? No, right? Buddha is not bodhisattva, right?
Take some barivasa now.
Is Buddha Mahayanist?
That is real, kore. That injang, kazang,
yes lah.
Yeah. Don't say no, huh? The kazang kazang gola. Take this simje di, take this lamki jugores. Tapa chimbo in the main city, take this simje yumala, takores, kazang lagodo gola.
So at the beginning, it stated clearly that the entrance to Mahayana is Mahayana mind generation, right? The entrance into the Mahayana is Mahayana mind generation, right?
Oh, Tukshini. That tapa chambu yin dang main said it. That simji yumegi chane shayarit wata.
So, whether one is a Mahayanist or not is dependent on whether you have mind generation or not.
Oh, Tukshini. Tukshini do sanje yujula, that sanje tapa chambu yin chanju samba main sanje yujula chanju samme.
So, which means we have to say that the Buddha is a Mahayanist but not a Bodhisattva, that the Buddha has mind generation but doesn't have bodhicitta. Right?
Because just now we started off comparing the difference between aspiring and engaging bodhicitta. So, it's still not...
Loosely, we always say bodhicitta, but you know, if you want to, when you come to, then we have to say samkhya, spirit of enlightenment, I guess.
You make these two different, yeah. So then, yeah. Sometimes two word become same, you know. You know that go ship so much in chima, you know, go kabashak ma suru shiro.
So if we want to analyze the thing in more detail, then you have to really make a clear distinction between these two, yeah.
What would be the difference then between aspiring and engaging bodhicitta? Is it according to the text here, with the vow and without the vow?
The
question from Benny is that then how do you differentiate between aspiration of bodhicitta and engaged bodhicitta? It's the same. If you want to debate, it goes just go back to the point about the thing about being directly conjoined or not. So if it is directly conjoined with the activity of engaging the bodhisattva's deeds, then it is engaged bodhicitta. I don't know.
But when someone has an aspiring bodhicitta, he gives, his mind is also has a wish to attain enlightenment, does it not? Somebody with an aspiring bodhicitta gives, his mind also has a wish. That sounds to me is like the direct engaging, you know, somebody was directly, what do you call that? The word directly engaging.
Tigil ani mambasim jaya vakare tukre.
Nah.
Tigil mambasim jaya vakare tukre.
How do you establish that the person has aspiration of bodhicitta? This person.
For example, one person who has aspiration of bodhicitta without engaged bodhicitta. The difference is that he has what do you call that? Direct.
Directly conjoined with the
direct
activity of engaging the body.
Direct conjoined engage of actively engaging in bodhisattva deeds. So the person who is aspiring bodhicitta, person who is aspiring bodhicitta, when he gives, his mind also has the wish to achieve enlightenment for others' welfare. So that sounds to me to be like the definition.
You repeat, mic give to him.
So we have established the pervasion of mind generation now to be existing in a Buddha ground. So the qualm now is the differences between aspiring and engaging bodhicitta, right? Seems like there are now three aspects, yeah? Aspiring bodhicitta, engaging bodhicitta, and mind generation. These three are not the same.
No, they're not the same.
Yeah, so we have identified the difference between mind generation and bodhicitta.
Okay.
So now the qualm is, what is the difference between aspiring bodhicitta and engaging bodhicitta? Is it, according to the root text, someone with a vow and without a vow?
Mm-hmm. 말씀 주셨어. Repeat.
So if you want to, okay, if you really want to nitpick, yeah, the difference between aspirational bodhicitta and engaged bodhicitta, not aspirational mind generation, aspirational bodhicitta and engaged bodhicitta, well, it's still boils down to the definition. You just change and engaged aspirational bodhicitta, you know, is the mind that is not conjoined, not directly conjoined with the activity of engaging in the bodhisattva's deeds. Aspirational bodhicitta is the bodhicitta that is not directly conjoined with the actual activity of engaging the bodhisattva's deeds. The thing to realize is the meaning of conjoined. Directly conjoined. Conjoined means what? Even this word is difficult to translate in English. There's some discussion about Simba. So for those of you who were from the previous basic program, yeah, you remember the discussion about a person on the Mahayana path of seeing? So, does bodhicitta exist? Does bodhicitta, how do we say? The wisdom of, long time ago, rusty. Does bodhicitta exist in the wisdom of meditative equipoise of a person on the Mahayana path of seeing? Exist or not?
Is that difficult? Why? Why that exists there?
It's a bodhisattva.
Make simple answer. Why exists there? Good, that's enough. Sometimes no need long answer. You know. It exists because it's bodhisattva, very simple. That you know, that chanju is same, you know. Chanju is same. What do you are the best,
okay. The person who is in meditative equipoise, someone who is on the minor path of seeing, in the meditative equipoise, directly focusing on emptiness, the person has bodhicitta, right? Has bodhicitta in his mind, right? Is the bodhicitta manifest or not? So, if you say no, so does it mean that he doesn't have the mind that is intent on enlightenment is not manifest? Are you saying that? The mind to achieve omniscience is not manifest. Is it manifest or not manifest?
Jinse.
Why?
I don't know why I'm going so there.
So this person who is meditative equipoise, yeah, the mind, the someone who is on the Mayana path of seeing him in meditative equipoise, only the mind realizing emptiness is manifesting, right? Yeah, bodhicitta is not manifest. Mind generation is not manifest. Does this bodhisattva has mind generation? Yes. What kind of mind generation does he have? Aspirational mind generation. Why? Because it is not directly conjoined with the activity of engaging in the bodhisattva's deeds.
Okay.
If we want to just make it easy, and then going back to the Ashwantideva's example, right? Aspirational, you have to say aspirational mind generation, or the aspirational spirit of enlightenment, right? Basically, it's just the thought, thinking, I will achieve enlightenment, omniscience. Then at the actual time of engaging in the bodhisattva's deeds, right? Then that becomes engaged spirit of enlightenment.
Okay? Simple is that. No need to think so much. I'm just because of the older student here, so that's all. Yeah. Just checking their memory.
Anyway, now next is the instruction of exchanging self and other. Yeah. Okay. So that's what we discuss in under three outlines. Contemplating the benefits of exchanging self and other and the faults of not exchanging self and other. Number two, the ability to exchange self and other if you accustom yourself to the thought of doing so. Number three, the stages of meditating on how to exchange self and other. So as in the engaging in the bodhisattva deeds says, whoever wishes to quickly protect self and other must exchange self for other, practice this excellent secret. So then next, the text, the quotation discusses about the benefits of exchanging self and other and the faults of not doing so. Whatever worldly joy there is arises from the wishing for others' happiness. Whatever worldly suffering there is arises from wishing for your own happiness. What need is there to say more? Look at the difference between the two. Ordinary persons act their own welfare. The sage acts for the others' welfare.
So 다들 신기 동화도 양다 잡으면 산재니 좀 믿으신 거하네 다음에 제송받다 다진지기 다진지는 고박군지 고당 신진지는 표준소 바탐지기 예수 삼모사시
So you know, the text goes on to explain how you know, if we do not exchange self for other put aside achieving enlightenment even to achieve happiness in life in this life you know, is difficult yeah If you do not genuinely exchange your own happiness for others' suffering, you will not achieve Buddhahood, and even in cyclic existence, you will have no joy. Consider how being self-centered is the door to all suffering, and being other-centered is the basis of all excellence.
tanganzo tinday redu mido tsa samadayam bari jikdengi dewa tamji ane zi ane shen dewa dobali chungare sayi ta kandesi yungudu dila samadangwaya dide ane nga zogi midabi dungal tamji yungay di rang jebali zimbali chungare sigar tati redu mido samadayam bari
Well, this is something we have to figure out for ourselves and we have to think about it, yeah. I mean, the argument here is that all the happiness, you know, All the happiness comes from cherishing others, and all the problems and all unwanted suffering comes from cherishing oneself. Yeah. So we have to yeah, see if that is true or not.
Oh, Tindarsha, what I need to talk more on this part. Huh? No need, yeah. You have all realization, so...
Okay, next is the ability to exchange self and other if you accustom yourself to the thought of doing so.
Okay. 신의 자원은 대면에 미가와 침부에 왔다 로컴에 지수 잡아는 달 신신당 달 신신라 닥신도 따와 양 겁나 깨대 등에래 간에 치도 미사대 대라컴에 주인의 강의민도 지원 등이면에 미가 주시에다 나게 눈이 신다도 샤워대다 가와미 지수 없다
So at first when you heard even the name of your enemy, fear arose. Later when you were reconciled and became such close friends that when this new friend were absent, you were very unhappy. So this reversal resulted from familiarizing your mind with a new attitude. Right? So likewise, if you become habituated to viewing yourself as you view others and so forth, yeah, then you will exchange self and others. Then engaging the Bodhisattva deed says, Do not turn away from this difficulty, although you were frightened upon hearing someone's name. Now, due to the power of conditioning, you dislike that person's absence. And also, it is not difficult to consider my body with the perspective I have towards another's body.
dakshin jebe lodi, da dakshin jebe lodi, ge tuwe ima riyas, da tata disungu yore, pe jarche, dakshin jebe lodi, ani komna ge tuwe ima riyas, o disungu yore, nimbodi.
So essence is that the text, yeah, is basically saying that this is a matter of getting used to it, yeah. So if we are familiarized, we are get accustomed to this way of thinking, then it is really possible to exchange self for the...
Oh, that dine ma toba yungashi. 다카르스나 칼데스 신길루 다길루 민베텔라 랑길로다와 시다케도 롱냠나 다 다톤다티 간디시케도 그랬어 너 다 톱아치
So then here qualm is raised Since someone else's body is not your own body how can you develop the same attitude that you have toward your own?
어떻게 해? 대련아, 류디앙, 스타 밤에 쿠달레 두바 인신, 신기 류기 차셰레 두바 인양, 뭐 건배 온게 마진께 받다가, 시엔 룰라야 랑게 랑게신 세진 겁나 깨대 딩이래서. 대외치다 신다지 구하다게 뜨발라, 죄진 마진 차받다 대신 시엔은 겁나지 시소, 대들아 편유도 님이 레버를 쓰면은 님 타보네 대, 겁나 조식 깨다 겁나시는 깨누수 통내 겁먹소.
So that's the qualm. Then the answer, the reply to the qualm is, your body was produced from your father's semen and your mother's blood. Even though it was produced from a portion of someone else's body, you conceive it to be your own by the influence of your previous conditioning. Similarly, if you become accustomed to cherishing another's body as you presently do your own, you will view it with the same perspective that you now have toward your own body. Engaging the Bodhisattva deed says, and therefore, just as you conceived I with respect to the drops of semen and blood of others, so you can be conditioned to cherishing others as you do yourself. Reflect thoroughly on the benefits of being other-centered and the faults of being self-centered, and thereby you will produce from the depths of your heart a great delight in meditating on the exchange of self and other, then recognize that you can actually generate it once you have become habituated to it.
어떻게니 세상 대라야 다 치코로나 되는 것도 왔다 강 되게 강들 공부 무엇도 강라 로 컴퓨터에서 잡아나 달라야 신신당 신라야 닥신 다와 겁나 깨대스 즉대한 계신 분이 말해 더 강들 로 컴퓨터에서 잡아나 달라야 신신당 신라야 닥신도 다와 겁나 깨대스
So there's this couple of sentences here, right at the beginning of this section. Yeah. This reversal resulted from familiarizing your mind with a new attitude. So likewise, if you become habituated to viewing yourself as you presently view others, and to viewing others as you presently view yourself, you will exchange self and other. Viewing yourself as you presently view others.
Presently. Correctly. Shin. Dagla shen nang shin daya. Nang shin se jorwa.
Viewing yourself as you presently view others. Next, the stages of meditating on how they exchange self and other. So In the outline, it says removing obstacles and then the actual way of meditating on this.
Yeah. 아니 랑 진진의 신여월 때 론이 고서지의 신 신라 랑달 제바 진신 랑의 신달 여와도 로제바 호수 제시 다게 대화는 신기 동안 제바 송바야 나 진진의 달 대바 당스 다게 대화는 체제적 고신 신진진의 윤전도 대바 신기 동안 여와도 강에 대사와주 살와라 체제적 도나랑게 대화 미다와 신기 동안서 전도 주바 호수.
So first, identifying the mind of exchanging self and others. Yeah. The phrases exchanging self and other, and making oneself others and others oneself, do not indicate a training in an attitude which thinks I am others or others' eyes, etc. are mine. They indicate a change in the orientation of the two states of mind of cherishing yourself and neglecting others, wherein you develop the attitude of cherishing others as you presently do yourself, and neglecting yourself as you presently do others. Yeah. Some additional words in the Lamrim Chamber, but... Anyway, therefore, Shantideva's statement above that you must exchange your own happiness for other suffering means to view cherishing yourself as the enemy and then to stop emphasizing your own happiness. In addition, you must view cherishing others as a good quality, stop neglecting others' suffering, and instead emphasize the removal of their suffering. So in brief, this statement means that you remove others' suffering while disregarding your own happiness. So here we are trying to identify the meaning of exchanging oneself and other. Okay, so exchanging oneself for other does not mean that one becomes somebody else and then somebody else becomes us. That will never ever happen, right? It's not possible, right?
Possible? Huh? I do. That career is the talisman, sir. That rang jabber jimbati. Tadabo the rang jabber jimbe lo jungurwa. Rang jabber jimbe lo di. Tatunda Rang Jabber Jim Lodang, Shin Yawar do Luni, the Pusheta, Cosa Jeque, Tatunda Cosa Jeche, a Tanya Sunday, the Rangla, Shenla, Rang Nansin, Zinjin Che, Rangla, Shen Nansin, Yawar Tore, or Tore.
So up to now we have been cherishing ourselves, yeah. So on one hand you have the attitude of cherishing ourselves and neglecting others, yeah. So exchanging self and other means to switch these two, so switch these two, yeah. So instead of cherishing ourselves, then we cherish others, and instead of neglecting others' welfare, then we neglect our own happiness, right?
Otoxine, Tataganashi, Anishi, that dagged there was a shingy tongue, jet said Tatunda. Ranked there was shallotang, shingy tongue, rangy lunch, Tatunda, Tindig, Danyam, the chair there, so to Karajunza Karasina, so to Danzilla, and Dar Tishi, that Danz Chunu Tangi, Tapshi, but it. Or was ranked there was shallot, jet there, so to Shinzing low, compared to Tanshi, but it, Tatunda.
Okay, so exchanging self for others means to cherish others and also then to disregard one's own happiness, right? Okay, so you may be aware there's the practice of giving away one's happiness and taking on the suffering of others, isn't it? So the the practice of taking on the suffering of others is to reduce our self grasping, and the practice of giving away our happiness to others is to increase our thought of cherishing others.
So the
essential purpose of doing the practice of taking on the suffering of others and giving dedicating one's own happiness to others is to reduce the strength and the influence of self-grasping in our lives, and to increase the thought of cherishing others. And in order to be able to do this practice of taking on the suffering of others and giving away one's happiness, first one must be convinced of the force of self-cherishing, utterly convinced that self-cherishing is the essential enemy. So as it says there in the text, that how self-centeredness is the door to all suffering. So on the basis of that, having that conviction, then we take on the suffering of others in order to reduce, to weaken one's self-grasping. And having with the conviction of how cherishing others is the basis of all the excellence of the qualities, with that conviction, and then we, in order to increase one's consideration and respect and attitude of cherishing others, then one engages in the practice of dedicating one's happiness to others. So whether it's the practice of exchanging self and other, or doing the practice of tonglen, taking and giving, the whole point is that on the basis that these practices are done on the basis of seeing eliminating others' suffering is more important than one's own suffering, and how others' happiness much more important than one's own happiness. But you can see, you do see that how extreme, how challenging this is, this practice is, because it is founded on a conviction. It has to be founded on the conviction and the realization that others are kind, are precious. Others means everyone,
That is 민도바 총나 다 간다 아니 지 로 마서바 게 다 간가라 용데가도 와 되다.
So I mean, if you look at I mean, how do we look at the people who are helpful to us? You know, people who help us, people who are on our side will help us. When something bad happens to that person, I guess everybody will feel something, isn't it? Oh, you know, poor thing, you know.
That day, Karasena, Rangla, Tokchaba, Rangla, Rokchaba, Yunzen, Tela, Tukdekadwa. Toksatela, Rangla, Rokchaba, Rangla, Tingi, Jangba, Yunzen, Tela, Deshe, Da, Midoba, Chundu, Misoba, Kikadwa.
So when something bad happens to someone who is very helpful, to, who has been very helpful to us, right? Now we are unable to bear it. Yeah, we need to do something for the person. Yeah, why do we have such reactions? Basically, it boils down to us having the understanding, the feeling that the person has been helpful to me. The person helped me.
That so rock matching is jila. That rock don't jawa, nakap jawa meeting. Rock matching is jila. Mito ba chuna.
But when something bad happens to someone whom we do not have much of a connection, someone who hasn't been really helpful to us, who hasn't really helped us, the same thing, that happens to our loved one, let's say that the very same thing happens to someone who is unrelated to us. And when that thing, something bad happens to that person, we don't really feel anything, isn't it? We don't feel as if, oh, betahan. Right? I don't know what to say.
Oh, tende si yung de si. Tama zo tiyo kangala tende yung de si chakri yore. Arwa. Ina ya ta samlo shibsang bu tangba ina kazonga no shubana shire. Simje kande ji ina rangi ma chi ma nyo ma. Rang tingji ma jangba me ba. Tanda ina yung si ma. Ma ba na yang ma chi ba jiwa.
We all like that, aren't we? Right? So it's not easy. So in order to be able to, to have that feeling, unable to bear the suffering of others. First we must see how kind they are. Yeah, we must have feel that connection with others. Yeah, and that comes from, the practicing the instructions of, or reflecting on how there isn't anyone who hasn't been our mother. Everyone has been our mother. Not just once, but numberless times, and they will continue to be our mothers in the future, and that they have been kind to us and will be kind, and so forth, right? So, on the basis of these reflections in relation to every sentient being, then, I guess, then you will only then will we be able to have this, special feeling connection with everyone, yeah.
뭐 근데 지그래 아니 최진에 땅을 졸었다 괴디 가르고 그랬으나 칼라사지 구거라 또 사지 먼저 괴직 차거라 먼저 되기 때 또 사지 구거라 아니 지 고구고요래 안 되거나 담년다지 구고요래 먼저 괴디 되기 중에서도 진짜 간 구고도 간다
So I guess what we want is happiness, right? What we want is happiness. So, what do we want? What do we need? We need food. I think it's the Singaporeans especially. We need food. We need clothes. And we need reputation. Or we want reputation, right?
Oh, today some tando kala ta pena se pena kala samna tangbai na tamje ta. Semji shinji katina tene yungdevasi chakyore. Semonto se kandeji longchabaina, semji katina tene chungdevasi. Somo kanetana shinji katina, semji shinji katin konale chungdevasi chakyore. Somo yaputana.
So we need food, yeah, all we want, we need and we want food, yeah. So if you think about where does the food come from, yeah. No matter how you think about it, from whatever perspective, the conclusion is that they came from the existence of others. Yeah.
나보다 샤상이나 다 뭐냐
Especially for those who are meat eaters, right? Definitely it comes from somebody else, right? The food.
어떤데다가나신의샤마성이나야다세단카이나
So even for those who eat grass, yeah, I mean vegetarians. But the you think about it, still the food still has to come through someone.
뭐라고? 다 삼바틴데 땅나래 패션 다지 뭐라고? 땅은서 갈아대 심지 코네까지는 되는 형태. 다 고에네 집안 고에네 심지 신이까지는 코날 되는 형태시. 다가 나시에 땀년다 세대 심지 신이까지는 심지 신라 되는 형태시로. 랑 집부가 맞게라 신부의 생계로 좋아매로.
So yeah, so the food that we need and that we want comes from the kindness of others. Similarly for the clothes that we wear, and also the good reputation or the good standing, you know, in society, the good standing in the community, or the good reputation that we all desire, also has to come by the kindness of others. Yeah, I mean if you're all alone, I mean, how can you be famous when you're alone? You know? When we're all living in our own world.
어떤데 시다 삼로 가네 땅나야 땅은저 응조기 디기 과야 디기지 다 시행할 때는 용대시 삼로 가네 땅나 시행할 때는 용대시 다 세워인 말이야.
So yeah, if we think about it, then it becomes very clear that. All the happiness that we desire, that we want, comes by depending on others.
What the name of the Taganashin and Simjin Shena Kubachavana? Long on the rank of Samban Namdaitan, Shena Jimbatan, Shena Kubachavana, Rana, Sink Tintin, Digimedoshi, Deomedoshi, Tati Kanka Shentovich.
And if we, let's say, if we were to sincerely respect someone, or sincerely help someone out, you know, by, let's say, giving some financial aid or something, this is a very special kind of happiness that arises in the heart. Yeah. I think this is, I mean, I guess we all have kind of experience, isn't
it?
When you think about all the non-virtues, yeah, non-virtuous actions, yeah, that we create, yeah, like the 10 non-virtues, yeah, basically, these 10 non-virtues arise from not considering others, not respecting others. So in particular, due to the very strong self-cherishing, by placing so much importance now on our own happiness, yeah, then that becomes a cause for us then to engage in the 10 non-virtues, isn't it?
다들 미제와 죽네 당하지 냐와 이따 툰도스 진대가 아니 미대비 동안 나서 중에 대 조조 랑 진전 도대가도 랑 잡아지면 진전 이긴 신라 먹고 봤어 신라 먹고 배운 게 미제와 죽을 죽에 되겠다 레나조사기 두 미도바 아니 즉 가원의 가부든 양고에 나 뒤를 두고 두고 알아봐.
And after committing the 10 non-virtuous actions, then we have to experience the results, yeah, in the future by taking rebirth in the lower realms, in the hells, and so forth, yeah. So and we have to stay there for a very long time. So these unwanted suffering comes from non-virtue. And we engage in non-virtue motivated by our self-cherishing attitude, isn't it? So it all boils down, yeah, to the self-cherishing attitude, yeah. If we look at all the positive qualities that we can achieve, both temporary and ultimate, including enlightenment, yeah. So let's look at even the realizations of love, compassion, you know, and then up to enlightenment, yeah. All these comes from considering others, yeah, respecting sentient beings. Basically, these realizations come independent on sentient beings, yeah, on cherishing others. They don't come from cherishing ourselves.
Oh, today is that some of Mambo Tanga, that in the Yongotua, that in the Egiton, some Tangbaina, Rang Jabazim, Zenze, the Kuba Tamji, Gos, and she Jabazim, Zenze, the Yunde Tamji, Gos, said that some of Yapu, Tangjata, Tilata, Nyapa Nyakwe, or today's Nyapa Nyabaina, she and the Jabazim, Zenze, and get to bed, Kanekane, what in the Israel.
We have to think about it for ourselves, figure this out for ourselves, yeah. How self-cherishing is the door to our suffering, and how cherishing others is the basis of all accidents. We have to figure this out for ourselves. We have to basically develop a very strong conviction in this for ourselves, yeah. And once we have this strong conviction, then slowly, then I guess we can, you know, then start to exchange ourselves for others, yeah.
Oh, Tindeshine, that to dine, Tinde some corre tone, that Rang Jebazim Zenzi Chungrutang he, Rava, and Chungrutangue, Shin Jebazim Zenzi Shena Kushab Che, and Kumbe to Tangue, Rang Jebazim Zenzi, Nova Chungrutangue, what he loves him about it.
So, yeah, essentially, this is an advice and instruction for reducing our self cherishing, isn't it? Yeah. Reducing our self cherishing. And increasing our attitude, you know, thoughts of cherishing others, yeah. And by the way, you know, then considering others and respecting others, yeah.
Oh, tindarisha tinema ta jekni soto ata jekni de kare re tu ani jamache ani tele len kande jakatus jekni to ela ani tapshe kare tu ati somno tangro nasta.
So the text talks about the two obstacles, yeah. So the text talks about the two obstacles to developing, or the training in the mind in exchanging self for others. Yeah. So please read the relevant pages. Yeah. First, you have to understand what are the two obstacles, and then what are the antidotes to the two obstacles.
Announcement. This coming 19th of May, next week, Saturday, 2 to 5, we're having open house. So he said, the title is 2032, where will you be 20 years from now? So we like to all the basic program, we're encouraging or requesting you to come. Because it's about us, we want to show this program will highlight since we have formed the last 20 years, what we have done. So we have picture, visual, when Venerable still got long hair, you see those. We also see Ken Rinpoche the first time in the airport. You see our first birthday cake, how it looked like. There will be some people sharing those part of the journey for the last 20 years. Then we also be launching our new engaging, where will we be in 2032. We wanted to encourage people to be part of this journey in 20 years' time, what we want to be. So people can participate by coming. But also at the exact time, we're going to launch the SMS out. People can say, how I love, what I would like to see ABC become in 2032, and what I like to be. It's not where, no. Some people yesterday in the exco meeting, we say, some will be at Mandai. Some say quite near to Mandai. Quite near to Mandai, like Sembawang or something like that, you know. Or Thompson, you know. Some say maybe go lower. I felt that we all wanted to, it's no longer about what we want, but it's that how what we all want to create in the next 20 years. So we'd like to encourage that you please come. So there will be a series of speakers. So Ken Rinpoche will be speaking. So he say, 2032, where will he be, you know? So I think I'm quite excited about the whole thing. I really like all you all to come and participate this growth, you know. The last 20 years, you see, I think you can see Hap Ching grow. Hap Ching grow. You also see Venerable Peldrum with curly hair to no hair. So we were having people speaking about our journey. We really wanted you to be part of this journey. So the audience is really the basic program student, really to come, because I felt that some of the people are sleeping partner in a business. Like Visa Day, you call, they'll get a couple of jumbo candle, you know. Now maybe you write to them. We got 4,000 people on the mailing list. They'll send some money for us. Are we happy? They're actually supporting you guys, enjoying the happiness, really, the real thing. The real thing. This is what Rinpoche always say. The real study of the Dharma is the real gift that we're giving people. So it's the real people, not the real, the inherently existing one from my side. Here we want it to be part of the journey to decide what we want to be in this journey of us in the next 20 years. 20 years from now, what we want to be, right? Actually depends on what we want to do. It's like, cannot be karma. I think we want to ripen some condition. So we like to encourage all must be around. There'll be, you see pictures you never see before one. I'm quite sure. You see Hap Ching when he was younger. Very much younger. You'll see pictures 1984. From 84 until now, we managed to scrounge out the photo album. Then I will be also talking to Venerable Gyume class, encourage them to come. We'll talk to Cecilia, the class, the basic one. Whoever is really coming and study here right here now to come. We will send out the email to people that are on our mailing list. 35 of them registered. We encourage them to come. We also put up a poster. We encourage them to come. We wanted ABC to be a very vibrant place. If everybody put some wish that in 2032, we can be... Well, I wish everybody be happy, you know. Really want to be happy by studying the Dharma. So we got a vision that we come up with is to learn to be happy. So if you can't learn, so come here and be happy first. Tomorrow the coffee machine is coming, for sure. For sure. Don't come, alright? I go to the vendor then. They supposed to come last week, Friday, then change to Wednesday. He didn't come. He gave me a box of chocolate. He said, please eat the chocolate. Don't be angry. So tomorrow they will come. We wanted to be happy first. So certain people is like study the Dharma, knowing, understanding the Dharma. They find the bliss from Dharma. They become happy. Certain people come here to be happy just because they like the friendship. They like people to be around a place that's very cozy. We wanted... This is another method. After you become very comfortable... For me, it's like gaining some merit, then you become happy. Then you start to learn the Dharma. So we're having a four-pronged strategy that we will describe to share with you next week. So I really like to request, humbly request you, please come next week, 2 to 5. You can wear any. The speaker will be wearing formal. Not formal, no. That means they wear not like, today I wear like footballer. So, I'm not from Brazil. So, we were wearing something because I think it's very important that we have this conversation. 1992, we never have this conversation, but we're here today. So, it's by karma, by certain thing, but we want to take some control over what we want to be in the next 20 years. So, we hope that you all can come. We really hope to see everyone inside the basic program all come. You'll be done at level 2 plus Gyume, the class on Saturday, the meditation class that Gyokhwa have conducted, all to come. So together we are part of this journey, one studying the Dharma, to be part of planning the program, what we want to do. So you can text what you want, right, a certain part of things. We'll collate all those text messages, your input. We'll collate it all, find the common denominator, the common thing, and then we do it. So that's my message. I really tell you, the vision we want is to learn to be happy. So I think this is what Rinpoche, I always remember Rinpoche told me one thing. He actually talked to the ESCO, I think at this compa. I actually need not you to be a temper. You need not to be so stressed about fundraising. I just want you to be happy. He was so sincere. He said, I just wanted you all to be happy. How can I make you stressed or unhappy? So Rinpoche just wished us to be happy. So this message, this next week one, is an important message, important thing that we all meet. So collectively, we hope that we can have many active members really having a common vision. Then we buy next door very soon, really. My wish is one of the things, buy next door. Another wish, we support the Sangha and Sarah J forever. Really something. Forever the monks, no need to worry about where the food, where the drink, they are coming forever. I think this is something I really wish. Something I really, really wish. So, you can stand by to think about the thing. So, when we send out the text message, you just reply where you think you want to be or the state of your mind. The other thing is what you see ABC becoming. So, we collate all this one. We'll print it out on Facebook. Everybody will know. Minus your name. Hap Ching actually suggested a time capsule. You write the thing. We put inside time capsule. 2032, we meet again. Then open up, you know. You see, Na Chi Lai, Pao Tao Mandai already or what, you know? You really don't know. But I think this is what we wanted. So that's the long advertisement for just a short point. We meet 19 May. If you can dress up, will be good. Because how serious we want the thing event to be. 2 to 5. Nice tea break from Chili Padi. Huh? I think you can, if you'd like to make sure that you can register so you can note the thing. If not, please come. I hope to see everyone inside the class. So the Bodhisattva head are supposed to talk to you all to say that please call your people to come. Those who are not here today, one, please come up, turn up. I hope that the second level, third level all fill up, you know. Then we can say in what we want to become in 2032. Actually, I'm quite excited. 2032, I'll be near 70 years old. Amazing, you know. Ken Rinpoche will be 70 plus. Gyume will be 60 plus. You know, a lot of people here in our average age, if we don't get the newer people, right? Oh, amazing. Can you imagine Lao Kok Kok already? Then we come. Gyokhwa tell me 232, she attending Dharma for senior. I think it's exciting. I'm quite excited about it. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, so we finish off with the usual prayers. 所以不给执行没多少